Hello, everyone. Before we get into this episode, I would like to take the time to thank our sponsor, Magic Mind. First off, I would like to be thankful slash appreciative of the opportunity to sponsor this remarkable and amazing drink called Magic Mind. If you're like me and many of my guests who have appeared on this show, you have trouble focusing, whether it's doing chores, dishes, recording an episode such as this, you have difficulty focusing. However, I am pleased that through this wonderful drink filled with nootropics and matcha, and of course honey, through those lovely ingredients gives you the boost you need to get through your day. So thank you, Magic Mind, for sponsoring this episode. And without further ado, let's get on to this episode. I am joined by Mandy Alexis. Thank you for joining me, Mandy.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So Mandy, this has been a long time coming. Please share with my audience who you are, a bit about yourself. Just share away.
Okay. So basically my story is that I was a functioning cocaine addict for 16 years. I'm now 3.5 years clean. And I just like to come on the show and talk a little bit about my journey, and tools and modalities that I've used to heal myself, and just kind of give everybody that, you know, that inspiration or belief back into themselves that we really do have control, and we can, you know, create whatever life we desire. So I just wanted to say that, you know, my drug addiction actually started, or my drug use started, like way before the cocaine. So at like age 12 was the first time I tried marijuana. And then by like 14, 15, I was trying like acid and mushrooms and drinking and everything. And then by 19, cocaine. And that stuck with me like up until 3.5 years ago. I lived a very different life before. Now I actually have like my own business that I can run online. I'm living on a resort in Nicaragua. And then just everything about me functions differently. After I was able to let go of my drug use, I started really digging deep into my healing journey. So looking at my childhood traumas and limiting beliefs and my mindset and any kind of unhealthy pattern that I did not enjoy about myself or my life, and really started breaking away the layers of the destruction, and then rebuilding in a life that I wanted to create for myself.
That is beautiful. First off, for your journey and you sharing it, 3 years sober is a huge, I believe you said 3 years sober, if I'm correct, is a huge endeavor in itself. I have someone who I know who I'm not going to get into, I believe is going on maybe close to what yours is, either 1 year or 2 years sober. So, I'm pretty sure, the journey in itself is a difficult one, and particularly having those memories resurface in your mind, brings its own level of stress and traumatic emotion that comes along with that. Aside from you looking within yourself, what other coping mechanisms did you utilize to help with that? Because I'm pretty sure relapse is something that's apparent in recovery as well.
Yeah, so I had a bunch of stuff that I picked up along the way, but you know, it started with really like understanding the addiction and the healing process. So I, you know, read things about what cocaine had done to me, and then talked to other recovering cocaine addicts about how they felt during the process of like their first year of healing, because there was a lot that came to the surface when it came to like how I would feel emotionally and mentally, right? Like I remember for a portion of it, it actually felt like my brain was like on fire at points because it was healing. It was, you know, getting things that it hadn't received in years, like just like it had to learn how to reproduce like serotonin. Cause once you start feeding your body, like serotonin and dopamine, your body will stop producing it. So once getting off that, like my body's relearning how to give me these endorphins, like, or these happy like chemicals to, you know, make me feel good. And then also there, like the holes that it would have caused in my brain, like my brain was rebuilding itself. So there was, you know, learning about and understanding what was happening to me really, really helped, because I remember times where I was, you know, I'd be in physical, emotional pain and I'm like, what, why am I doing this? Like, I want to get off of this so that I don't feel these ways, but I'm feeling worse. Right. So the withdrawal effects are very real, but understanding them was super helpful. Community too, right? Like I had to change up my, what I was doing. I had to look for new friends, for new community. I had to stop doing a lot of the things that I was used to doing all the time, right? Like everything involved a party. So bowling, going to a concert, going out for dinner would lead to drinks and cocaine and things, right? So really just looking at all of my triggers and stopping doing those and doing other things like walks during the day, going for ice cream. So really having to change everything about my life and not be afraid to let go of who I was so that I could rebuild a new person.
I love that. Considering, I would imagine you having to deal with or go through recovery during the 2020 year, which we all like to forget about. How difficult was that considering everything was isolated and shut down? I'm sure many recovering addicts such as yourself had trouble trying to not resort to old patterns.
Yeah. So for me, actually, I feel pretty blessed in, I will call it divine timing, in the sense that when I had made the decision that like, okay, enough is enough, like I need to like stop this lifestyle, I had actually had a trip planned to Costa Rica. And so I was leaving in about 2 weeks from when I had like finally made the decision. And then this was in 2018, I guess. 2019. Anyways, so I had gone to Costa Rica for 2 months, like right after I decided like that enough was enough. And I feel like I really got a head start like on my healing journey. And I actually, so then after that, I fell in love with Costa Rica and I ended up actually going back to Costa Rica just before the pandemic hit. And so, yes, we were all, Costa Rica also shut down to a degree. However, I decided to use it as time to really look in within myself and really heal and really study more about the soul and about the brain and about just being human, basically. And so, you know, yes, I could have chosen the path of like just drinking more and like partying more because everything was shut down and we didn't go to work or whatever, but I had already been sober for almost a year. And so I was very, I guess maybe 8 months or so. So I was very committed already. And I used that time to just really dig deep within. And because I was by myself a lot, I had the time to look at myself more. So I used it to my advantage, the shutdowns and the not being able to do much stuff. But I do know that wasn't easy for everyone, you know, like I know the stats even went up about the drug use and alcohol and the overdoses over that time because people had the free time. So my heart does go out to all the people who you know, couldn't or didn't, you know, like be able to step away from it because of what was going on in the world. I know it put an extra stress and overwhelm on a lot of people. So yeah, it was a tough time for sure.
I couldn't agree more with it being a difficult time from my perspective as well as everybody else's. Just to give you a little background into who I am outside of this lovely platform, 2020, which again wasn't easy for any of us, including my listeners, I was diagnosed with diabetes at the start of it. So being diagnosed with any health-related diagnosis or disease for that matter is not something you want to enter 2020 with, considering the virus was around and plaguing our world, unfortunately, to a very high degree at the start of it. So I struggled with adapting to this new change, remembering that I'm still human as well. I tried to acclimate to these changes. However, once I've accepted who I was with this diagnosis, and this would be March, once I've accepted it and was diagnosed in January, that's a long time span to adjust in some way. Everything got shut down. So once I accepted it, I had to now accept the fact that I kind of have to adjust to this on my own without like physical support. So how does one handle that? Luckily, I utilized Zoom and was able to find a small group because I am a Christian, and that physical support system, I was able to still have that and be like, oh, I'm still Dion. I'm not a freak. I'm still human.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed that 2020 kind of happened. I can't hate it. I wish I could, but I'm alive as a result of it. So mm-hmm. I was able to adjust and still be human and take advantage of new opportunities and new interests and passions and put the right focus onto things such as this podcast. And I can give more energy to it and be able to record and create new content as a result of this lovely drink called MindCo, which is sponsoring this episode, that gives you the boost and energy and just helps refresh your mind and awakens it, because our mind can be clouded and dark and we just need the right source to access, not drugs or alcohol. There's other means of support and sources that could help us and fuel us to keep being productive people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Yes. So, Mandy, I'm just curious, what are your passions?
I really enjoy like listening to music and reading, being out in nature. I like being able to connect people with other people and bring community together. I guess one of my passions too would be sharing my story and some of my wisdom and knowledge and just from my experience of what I've gone through and what I've learned, and hope to, you know, inspire and touch others to, you know, make the changes in their lives that they want to make. I mean, right now, I also enjoy really being by myself a lot and just like seeing what that brings, because I find that I can get cool downloads or pings or whatever when I'm just kind of like being in my own energy, and then it inspires me to do other things. And I find I really enjoy having that time to myself to like see what I will come up with, I guess, to do next in life or in that moment or things like that. So
I love that. And aside from obviously this wonderful platform and me just being a basic 27-year-old, let me correct that because I'll be 27 in a few weeks. But just enjoying life I'm at a point in my life where I'm using my passions to the best of my ability, and I have a lot. In addition to this, I also do graphic design, which I'm studying in school, and I've finally been given an internship to test those abilities. And I'm learning things.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's just so wonderful because I just want the chance to prove myself. So I'm very glad that this is the final step, and then I'll be done with school officially. I am very excited about that.
That's very exciting. To be in
school forever. I mean, unless you do, then all more power to you. I'm not a school oriented person. Unless there's something I'm interested in, like graphic design, which I'm studying. So
that's very cool.
Just all these passions and creativities just fuels us to be better and to make an impact in others and just to be better human beings. So I'm just glad for passions similar to yours, just anything that can help us be more us and perhaps be a positive light in this world.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite things too is listen to podcasts, because there's so much cool information out there, and there's so many cool stories to listen to, or people's, you know, knowledge that to share, right? So like, yes, I like to share my knowledge, but I also enjoy learning from others, because there is so much to know out there that, like, I don't know if, like, obviously we will never know it all, but it's I love feeding my brain with new ideas and concepts, and even other people's perspectives, right? Like, expanding my mind is very important to me now. So yeah.
Awesome. So Mandy, while we still have time here, let's move on to my favorite part of the show, and that is the icebreaker segment. It's lots of fun. As I mentioned, it starts with a question and then a game. So let's get into the question. So if you had to come up with a title or chapter or subtitle, you can be even more fancy with it since people want to add subtitles, but in a way, subtitles are equivalent to a lot of things, I'm sure. So if you had to come up with a title or chapter or movie title, if you want to be more fancy with it, what would it, where your life is at this precise moment, what would it be?
I guess it would be Manifesting at Its Finest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to respond to that. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Do you mind, obviously, aside from it being a wonderful answer, why manifest? Why that answer?
I have been working a lot on my mindset and manifestation in general this past probably 8 months or so. And I really do believe that we can create our own reality. And so, like, what we believe to be true will be true. And so I journal about it. I, you know, do affirmations surrounding things that I want to create within my life. And I have checked off many of them already, and I continue to do so. So I think, like, since I've healed so much of myself from, like, my past and, you know, created this other lifestyle, and I just operate on a whole new level, my connection to source, to universe, to myself is so much stronger that I can now, you know, put it out there what I like, as my friends would like to say, we serve it up and then we wait for it to manifest. Obviously there is inspired action along with that, but yeah, I feel like the flow of my manifestation is just on point.
I love that. I don't know if I can serve it up as well as an answer as that, but I'm gonna try. So my answer is Warrior for Change. Aside from obviously the adjustment to diabetes in 2020, from the jump into this world, life has been a bit difficult for me, so to speak. For the first 2 years of my life, I couldn't hear or talk. So as a result of those deficiencies and everything that culminated that, I had to overcome simply adjusting to being human in a way, mm-hmm. and just my cognitive development, physical development, everything. I just had to overcome basically being me. And that has been an ongoing circumstance throughout my life up until my adulthood. Now, I sort of have a handle on adulthood now, but adulthood, like many of my generation, it's not easy. However, being a warrior for change, I feel, represents my character, my journey, who I am at this precise moment in time, and who I'm going to continue to be, soon to be 27, moving forward.
Awesome. That's very, very cool. I like that. Thank you. It looks like you've come a long way, and you're doing, even just doing this podcast, like you know, it takes a lot for someone to have that courage to just put themselves out there and like reach out to other people, and yeah, good job.
Thank you. So on to the icebreaker game, which was lots of fun, Mandy, particularly for me. So it's called Song Association. Since you love music, this should be fun. You don't have to be an avid singer. You can be an avid listener, since you are, in order to understand this game. So how the game works is I give you three words, and you have to reach the confines of your mind. Our brain has a tendency to shut down when it comes to this game.
Great.
We have trouble focusing and tuning into the songs of which are inside our far regions of our mind. However, I don't have to participate in this game. Although if I did, I'm very grateful for Magic Mind Co. to give me the energy and boost I need to accomplish this game. However, I do not have to. Let's get started, since Zoom decided to remind me. So the first word is, before we start, you don't have the luxury of time. You have 15 seconds, or however seconds I can get, considering Zoom.
Am I supposed to come up with a song that you're...
Based off the word, yes. It has to be...
Like a song that actually exists. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't make up the song, and you can't replace the word to the song with another word from a song. It has to be an actual song pertaining to the word. You got to try to sing it.
Pitch Perfect did a game like this, I think.
Yes, Riff Off. Yes.
Yes.
See, you already understand this game already. So let's get started. So the first word is heart.
Heart? Mm-hmm. My heart will go on.
Wow. That was pretty easy. All right. Let's just keep going. The next word is words.
These words are mine. But you know that song? Natasha, the blonde chick, Natasha... Whatever. These words are mine. Yeah. No. Okay.
Wow. Okay. You're flying through colors with this game. Normally I have to explain. Let's keep going. The last word of the game is break.
Can it be a show tune?
Yes, it can be a show tune.
So give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Everyone gives the Kit Kat answer, but that counts. So that was awesome. Wonderful. You passed. You didn't need a word. You didn't need examples. You passed. That is very impressive. Just
thank
wow.
you.
You didn't even need the Magic Mind drink to help you. Look,
not this time. Maybe I had some before the show.
Exactly. maybe you did have some before the show. To many of my listeners who are curious about this drink, I stand behind it 100%. It helps me focus, create new content, just gives me that extra dose of energy I so desperately need throughout the day. I'm not a coffee drinker, so this is better than coffee, quite honestly. Magic Mind just gives me the dose I need to survive the day, to maintain focus and energy. So, Mandy, before we wrap up in the 6 minutes we have left, please share with my audience how to get in touch with you. Do you have a website? Please share before we wrap up here.
Yeah, sure. So on Instagram and Facebook, it's Mandy Alexis Motivation. And I do have a website. It's mandyalexismotivation.ca, where I create and sell motivational art. So that was actually one of my tools during the beginning time of my recovery. I would take photos and then come up with like a motivational saying that matched the photo. So now I've sold them in like wellness events and markets. And yeah, so you can buy them as canvas prints, or I even have like journals and mugs and things like that with all of my art on them. So yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Mandy, for joining me. To my audience, thank you for tuning into this wonderful episode. If you enjoyed it, if you want Mandy to create art based off the songs I just said, please tune into this episode in the following ways. You can find us on Facebook, Words of Fire Podcast. We're also on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast, Apple, Spotify, and Google. Before we wrap up here, I like to take the time again to thank Magic Mind Co. If you are curious about this drink, if you're curious as to how one pertains productivity and focus, here is the following way to get this drink. You can find it at https://magicmindco/heart. And be sure to use the discount code HEART20 for 40% off of the subscription box for 10 days. So if you want to know why this drink is so awesome, be sure to tune into this episode to figure out how to get it, or in my episode notes. So again, thank you, Mandy. Again, thank you to my listeners for tuning in, and to all my listeners from the moon. I come in peace. I still want intergalactic broadcasting to happen. And plus, if they're listening to it from the moon, they can get this drink, which will make it all the difference in this wonderful magic mind of ours. So again, thank you, Mandy. To my listeners, stay healthy, stay safe, and until next time, bye.
Bye.
You just watched the latest episode, Words of Heart. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the following platforms: Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, Good Pods, Podchaser, YouTube, and wherever you listen to your podcast. Until next time.